This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. House Speaker Joe Strauss announced committee assignments today. Which lawmakers will lead which committees at the Texas legislature? Now, if you're not closely following legislative politics in Texas, it might sound boring, or you might be asking yourself, why should I care about that? But here to explain why you might want to care about that is KUT senior editor Ben Philpott. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Why should people care about which lawmaker is heading which committee?
You know, I think a lot of people just say, I'm not going to focus on what the legislature is doing because we know what's going to happen, right? Republicans are in control. Republican bills, ones that are top priorities for Republicans, are going to pass. Democrats can't stop it. Republicans are going to do what they want to do, whatever. But one thing you have to remember is that before a bill even gets to the floor of the House or Senate, it has to go through a committee process. The makeup of those committees really shapes whether or not a bill is going to get out of that committee and get to the floor or be dramatically changed before it gets out of that committee and gets to the floor. Let's take, for example, school vouchers, something that the lieutenant governor has made a top priority. The governor has made a big priority. And the Senate is most likely going to absolutely pass out a school voucher bill. But then when it gets to the House, it has to go to the House Public Education Committee first. And, you know, based on looking at who's on that House Public Education Committee, not a whole lot of people that in the past have been fans of school vouchers. People talk about, on the House floor, Republicans will be forced to vote for it if they don't like it and all this. But it may not even get out of the House Committee on Public Education.
We don't have time to go through every single committee assignment and say we're all 150 members of the House wound up. But let's just look at some highlights here, starting with local House members. What do you got?
I think one thing that's pretty interesting is Donna Howard, a Democratic representative from Northwest Travis County. She's actually the vice chair, so number two person, on the Calendars Committee. Now, again, this is getting a little bit into the weeds, but the Calendars Committee is the committee that votes to set the daily agenda for the Texas House. All these bills are coming out of the different House committees, and there are lots of House committees. There are 40 House committees. All these bills are getting pushed out of the House committees. You have a separate committee, the Calendars Committee, that goes through all of them, decides which ones are going to come up and which day they're going to come up. Just kind of a traffic cop, really, of all these bills being pushed through. But one thing that's interesting about the Calendars Committee is that sometimes they will just not set bills. Bills will just sit in the Calendars Committee and will not come out and will not make the House floor for a vote. So it's a very powerful committee, really, in that sense. And you've got Donna Howard, one of our local representatives, sitting on that committee. Also, real quickly, another interesting one, Representative Celia Israel is going to be the vice chair of the Elections Committee. People in Austin generally are very interested in how the voting system is changed or affected here in the state. Things like voter ID, things like voter fraud. She's going to be the vice chair of that committee. So always some interesting bills coming through there. Also, in the Austin city limits area, we've got Republican Representative Tony Dale. He's going to be the vice chair of the Juvenile Justice Committee.
It sounds like Democrats were not shut out, even though theoretically the House Speaker, Republican, could deprive Democrats of committee chair and vice chair positions. He has not done that.
No, he has taken the tack that he wants to give as many chairmanships to Democrats as there are basically percentage of Democrats in the Texas House. And if you look at that list, you know, like I said, 40 different committees, 35% of the committee chairmanships are going to Democrats. Again, about the percentage of Democrats in the Texas House. The lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, when he was running for lieutenant governor, made a point of saying we should not be giving any chairmanships to Democrats because the Republicans should just be in control because we have the majority. Well, he backed away from that a little bit. Both this session and last session, he's had about two chairmen that are Democrats. That's about 14% of the Senate committee chairs.
State Representative Donna Dukes, a Democrat representing East Austin, who said she would resign after the election, but then after the election didn't resign and is now indicted by a grand jury on charges of abuse of office. Did she get a committee assignment?
She did. She's been in the legislature for a long time, two decades. So she's got a lot of seniority there. When you're picking these assignments, you know, the Speaker of the House has a couple of different things that he thinks about, who he, of course, thinks might be good for the job. But also there are seniority picks where his hands are not exactly tied. But, you know, the more senior you are within the body, the House body, the more you get your kind of your own picks to the committees. And Representative Dukes did ask to be on Appropriations, where she has been for multiple sessions, and did get that pick back on House Appropriations. That is the budget writing and budget debating committee within the House. So a very important and powerful committee. And by using her seniority, she was a seniority pick on that committee.
KUT senior editor Ben Philpott talking to us about Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss making committee assignments today. Ben, thanks for your time.
Thank you.